I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas Senate has given initial approval to a bill, Senate Bill 14, which would ban puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender youth wanting to gender transition. The bill also bans transition-related surgeries, despite these procedures being very rare for kids. Healthcare providers would not be eligible for financial reimbursement through Medicaid and the Child Health Program for such treatments. The bill has been opposed by medical groups, LGBTQ Texans, and hundreds of doctors who argue that providing such care lessens rates of depression and suicide for trans youth. The legislation is part of a slew of bills being pushed by Republican lawmakers that could upend several facets of LGBTQ Texans' lives. However, the author of the bill made a last-minute change on the chamber floor to limit the scope of the legislation. Children who are currently receiving puberty blockers or hormone therapies will be allowed to continue such treatments if the bill is signed into law. The bill would also ban such treatments for children who are not receiving it by early June. The Trevor Project, a national LGBTQ youth suicide prevention organization, found that trans kids who come out before age 13 experience higher rates of discrimination, physical harm, and suicide attempts than those who come out after that age. And those whose gender identity is met with a high amount of family support have significantly better mental health outcomes. The Texas Senate has passed Senate Bill 15, which restricts transgender college athletes from joining sports teams that align with their gender identity. The legislation expands on a 2021 law that prohibits K-12 public school students from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identity. The bill will now move to the Texas House, where a majority of state representatives have already expressed support for similar legislation. The legislation has broad conservative support across the Texas legislature, and Governor Greg Abbott has also said he supports the measure. LGBTQ advocates say that the legislation discriminates against transgender students and further stigmatizes them. The bill requires athletes to join the college sports teams that align with their sex assigned at birth, regardless of their gender identity, and allows people to file civil lawsuits against a college or a university if they believe the institution has violated the law. The bill also prevents transgender athletes from outside of Texas from participating in competitions that are hosted in the state. The Texas House of Representatives has tentatively passed a measure that would prevent the death penalty for capital murder defendants found to have had severe mental illness at the time of their crime. House Bill 727 would establish a pretrial process for capital murder defendants to offer evidence of their mental illness, and if the jury determines that the defendant's mental health state would make them ineligible for the death penalty, they would receive an automatic sentence of life without parole. The bill now moves on to the Senate for consideration. The move comes amid renewed attention on Texas's practice of sentencing mentally ill individuals to death, despite a U.S. Supreme Court precedent prohibiting the execution of individuals who do not have a rational understanding of why the state plans to kill them. However, this precedent does not specifically ban killing those with severe mental illness, as it does with those with intellectual disabilities. Texas has a history of attempting to execute individuals with severe mental illness. The legislation would only apply to future capital murder defendants and would not alter the sentences of those who have already been convicted. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org and follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Lone Star College. Lone Star College works for Texas, providing real-world workforce training in state-of-the-art facilities to meet employers' demands. For more information, visit lonestar.edu.